It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Woody Harrelson and Billie Eilish kicked off season 45 of SNL, and Woody Harrelson gave a little monologue about how he is a fashionista now.
I never used to think about what I wore. I guess I was anti-fashion because it always seemed to me there were more important things to focus on. The ice is melting. The Amazon is burning. Our water, food, and air are polluted. But now that I'm a fashionista, all that's forgotten. Because now I care about one thing and one thing only. Looking good.
Kind of sounded like Matthew McConaughey for a second there.
Look really good. Get this, at age 58, he's the oldest person to host an SNL season premiere since Alec Baldwin. 58, he's getting up there. He has two films coming out, Zombieland 2, Double Tap, and Midway. Also, Billie Eilish killed it. She performed Bad Guy. Here's a little taste of Billie. Pretty good live, right?
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, definitely a backing track, but
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, a lot of artists do that.
Yes, but of course. I thought she killed it. We have big Billie Eilish news coming up later in the show, so you'll definitely want to listen. Well, rapper Lil Nas. Okay, so he took to his official Twitter, Lil Nas X, his Twitter account to announce that not only is he canceling two upcoming shows, but he's also planning on taking a break from music. So this is kind of a shocker, but he tweeted, "It's been a wild last 7 months, and I'm ready to take a little time off. I'm sorry to everyone attending some of these music festivals, but I will not be there." So he pulled out. He promises to make it up to his fans, but he just wants some time to himself.
I think that's a mistake.
Now, why do you say that?
Because you're on top of the world right now. You got, what, two songs in the top 10, and you're just going to take a break? I'm just saying, don't you have to keep on going as long as you can?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's a bad idea?
I mean, who knows what's going on behind the scenes, though?
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people have big issues that they need some time.
Well, if that is the case, Mackenzie, for sure you got to get your head right or whatever's going on. But it's just like,
now's the time. You're the hottest.
You are the hottest thing anywhere.
Right.
Everybody
exactly.
Knows who you are. You just broke a record, but
yes, it could have to do also with Fiona Apple. She basically is saying that he sampled one of her songs that Lil Nas X used every single night, and she wants some money from him.
Oh yeah, hey, I'm gonna go on vacation too.
Bye. So we'll keep you posted on that. Hey, some heartbreaking news for Snoop Dogg. His grandson passed away after being alive for only 10 days.
Well, you know, my whole life I was, you know, raised up in church. I was brought up in the church, and the world that we live in right now with all this negativity and this violence, I just wanted to make something to represent peace, love, and happiness.
Oh, man. So Snoop's son shared the sad news that Kai Love had passed away after just 10 days, and he said his energy will live on with us. Just 10 days of love, he will always be so special to us. Let's all cherish life and those we love while we're here. Thank you. The cause of death has not yet been released, but that's so
tough.
That is so
tough to lose a kid.
Yeah, all our thoughts and prayers their way. On the other front, life's about to get a little crazy for Ricky Martin. He is expecting another baby with his husband.
Hey!
So Ricky Martin has 11-year-old twins, and now a new baby is coming into the mix. So he's super, super pumped. How cool is that?
Sorry, I am so distracted right now. This will definitely be a song of the day choice for me soon. I cannot contain myself.
So they actually adopted a baby, and they want to give a shout out to, it's an 8-month-old little girl named Lucia, and the light of Ricky Martin's life, he says. So congrats, baby.
Superstition.
I miss Ricky Martin. I want to go to a Ricky Martin concert.
Does he have
a Vegas residency? Because that's
what
I would pop into for shout.
Do you think Ricky Martin will come out with J-Lo and Shakira?
Yes. And Pitbull, of course.
This might be my karaoke song now.
You love this song. Wow.
I didn't even realize it. I can't control myself.
I just recently found out he was gay.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
you're
lying.
No,
I didn't know.
You didn't know Ricky Martin was gay and had a husband?
I didn't know.
Wow. How did you not know from the 90s, like from the get?
Yeah, from the very beginning, I knew Livin' La Vida Loca was definitely a gay anthem. I was like, okay, Ricky.
He's so beautiful.
All right, well, we're going to try to fix Pork Chop's gaydar. And that
is terrible. My gaydar, it's very broken.
It's busted and needs recalibrated.
I think I just see people as people. That's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wonderful thing.
That's a good thing. Mackenzie with the garbage.